We're here with Dave Schleppenbach from GH, who is going to tell us about a great product here called the GH Player. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, well, the GH Player is a software product we've had out for about 4 years now. We've got a new version available that we just released, which is version 2.2. It's a product designed to help students to read books in alternative formats. It supports a wide variety of formats, including all the DAISY formats, DAISY 2, DAISY 3, and so forth. It supports NIMAS files, which is a U.S. standard for K-12 textbooks. It supports text files. It allows you to make your own books and save them in DAISY format, and so forth. So really, it's a general tool. And when you open up a book, you have three different modes of access. You have speech, okay, synthesized speech or recorded audio. You have a visual access, which includes enlargement, contrast control, and so forth. And you also have Braille support through a Braille display.
Now, for the large print, is there a screen built in, or is that also an external attachment?
It's all built in, so it enlarges right on the screen.
Okay.
And you have controls over the type of enlargement, you know, the size, and so forth. I'm going to open a book here,
okay,
about chimpanzees.
Oh, good. I always wanted to know more.
There you go. Okay. And we are, it's now actually reading.
I see.
And
now, is that which Braille display is being used, or is that a part of the product?
This is just a third-party Braille display. This happens to be a Power Braille 65.
Oh, okay.
So we support a variety of different Braille display types.
So as it's reading the speech, it'll also go on the Braille display?
Exactly right, yeah.
Or could you have it just go on the Braille display and go forward?
Yes, you can turn the speech off, you can turn the visual off, you can turn the Braille off. They're all independently controlled, but they're all synchronized, which
sure
is part of the power of the DAISY format.
Absolutely. And you had told me before the interview, you do also support the recording for the blind dyslexic keys.
Exactly. We support Bookshare, we support RFBND. So many of the popular subscription services where blind people can get their books, we support those. So what happens is, after you purchase a player, you get an unlock key from your service provider.
Sure. So we talked about the Braille display and the visual output. Is there any other features that you think sets this player apart from the other ones that are available?
Well, it's very rich in its navigation features. So in addition to having all the built-in support for AT, we have a wide variety of ways to navigate. We have support and tools built in for students with learning disabilities, students that maybe are general ed students but have struggling with literacy, students who are English language learners. It's meant to be a sort of a multi-purpose solution, and yet it still has all of the support needed to run completely independently for a blind person. When we built the product, we had a philosophy that, you know, if you need to go out and buy a screen reader and buy a screen enlarger, and by the time you're done, you spent $2,000 or $3,000 to put together a system.
Sure.
We wanted to make a completely self-contained package, which sells for $150.
So this whole unit's only $150.
For the basic version, and then it's $230 for the premium.
And what's the difference between the two?
The premium has more voices included and has extra support for different file formats.
Which voices are included? I know some people would be interested in that.
Right now we're using the Nuance voices.
Okay.
So basically you can select the ones that fit your language if you want Spanish, English, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the U.S., you get three different English voices.
Okay.
And then it supports any SAPI compliant voice, so you can load your own voices if you don't like the ones that come with it.
Do you happen to, where is the player? Is it sitting right here?
Yeah, right in front of you. So let me see here. Let me make sure that we've got everything turned on. So there's an options. Now, there's two different types of speech, actually, and I'm going into the customized menu to turn these on.
So just to clarify, so this is actually software.
It's a software product.
It's a software that runs on IBM PCs.
That is correct.
Okay.
So what you do is you can set both the player voice and the narrator voice. So you may want to have one voice to tell you what the functions are that you're pressing. For example, when you activate a menu or use a control.
Okay.
Now, when you're first starting out, that's useful. Once you get good at it, you will turn that off.
Right.
And then there's a second voice, a narrator voice, which actually reads the content.
Okay.
So what we tend to do is, say, use male for the player voice and female for the narrator to make it easier to distinguish.
Okay.
But if I hit play here, it's going to be fairly hard to hear in the crowd.
Sure.
Page 10. Chimpanzees are above 4 feet, 1 meter tall. A grown male.
So that's a recorded book with human voice.
Yep. So now I'm going to switch to synthesized audio.
Okay.
And then we'll be able to follow along. So obviously in recorded mode, the Braille display won't follow because
sure
it's just playing a recorded file.
Will it show anything?
It will show you basic information.
Oh, okay. So, that's good.
It's a little quieter. Let me see if I can...
Okay, so now we're moving page by page here. You have different ways to navigate. So I was just showing navigation by page. We can navigate by sentence, word, section. You have a bookmark editor, so you can make your own bookmarks if you're interested in taking notes in something. There's actually a print feature. So a blind student can take their notes using keystroke echo and so forth, just like JAWS, complete all the information, and then hit print and actually hand a print homework assignment into a teacher. So it's very interesting.
It is.
This also is interoperable with JAWS, WindowEyes, and all the standard Zoom text, all those software. So you can actually turn our system off.
So if you do already have a screen access program.
If you already have JAWS or whatever, you can turn our system off and let JAWS drive it.
Okay.
Or you can have it automatically disable JAWS and drive itself and then turn JAWS back on when you close.
All right. So it's $150 for the standard version. And what's the contact information if people want more information about this?
Okay, the contact information, our website is gh-accessibility.com.
All right.
www.gh-accessibility.com. You can also call us at 866-MY-3-DOTS.
All right. The number three, my number three, and dots.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dave.
All right,
we do appreciate it.